The Gemara daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph brings down the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Yitzchak Nain La Balchev Shekhoina Mashkin Shenamar Luchat Yot Tzedakim Eino Kena Mashkin Tzedakim Anali Mikan La Balchev Shekhoina Mashkin. So Rabbi Yitzchak has a mechadish that Balchev has an actual kinyan in the Mashkin. What does it mean that he's kinyan in the Mashkin? So Rashi learns over here Shekhoina Mashkin L'chol Mili Is Chai Ba'intzin Imamish Is Chai Ba'intzin. There's a full chi of in the Mashkin Akedei Kach that he's chayiv in Ba'intzin like a shayel. The Ramban over here, Asakasha and Rashi, he says, how could it be that he's chayim and oitzim like a shayl? The reason why a shayl is chayim ba'oitzim is because kol na shalai. But over here, it's not kol na shalai because he doesn't have right to use it. He can't use it like a shayl. He has like certain dinam, it says, but he doesn't have full shtamshis. If he doesn't have full shtamshis, it's not kol na shalai. So why taka is there going to be a chi of oitzim over here? And it's yadua that Rabbi Chaber said the teretz over here, b'shem Reb Chaim. He wanted to answer that shayl and Rashi is. Rashi doesn't mean that his chi of oitzim is because he has a din shmir like a shayl, and because he has a din shmir like a shayl, therefore he's going to be chayim and oitzim. But he says, Rashi is saying a whole different pshat. Rashi is saying that the pshat is that the mashkin itself is the chayv. As Lashon Reb Chaim said, in the mashkin look their chayv, that the chayv itself is in the mashkin. When you give the mashkin to the malva, you're giving back the chayv to him. He just got the chayv back. This is his piran of the chayv. There's still a schus to be masalik bedamim, but that's what he has the chayv in his hands, he has the money, the chayv. And therefore, if he loses it, he lost his chayv. That's why he's chayv. It's not midin shmir b'shayel, but it's a different din that the chayv is actually given back to him. And for that, the kasha and the Ramban would be miyoshev. It seems that the Ramban understood Rashi differently, that it's midin shmir. It's midin shmir, mainly as a kasha, that there's no din chiyuv like a shayel because it's not called an asholay. But the way Ram Chaim is learning, it's nothing to do with the chiyuv shmir of a shayel. It's that the mashkin itself is the chayv. Mainly when he got the mashkin, he got the chayv paid back. So if something happens and he lost the chayv, it's his fault, and therefore the malva no longer will get paid back, and that's what it means that it's chayv and oitzim. And Rav Klepsky brought a beautiful diak like this, a raya to this Havan and Rashi from the Meiri over here. The Meiri brings down the sheet of Rashi, he brings up Hashem, the Mitzvah Schach Meretz Arfatim, and he says that Mitzvah Schach Meretz Arfatim Paskev Shemishkin Nashol B'Shalai B'Shal Salvasa K'nai L'Gamil Is Chayv Ba'Insav Pir Shekein Dvar B'Shal B'Yitzchak. And the Hezri says is the following. He says, "Hayav v'gava b'yitzchayv mischayv ba'ansem mivneishu kishaloi." So the Meiri Luchay is saying, "Mamash," what Reb Chaim is saying. He's saying the reason why yitzchayv ba'ansem is not because he's a shomer, not because he's a shayal, but because since he is gaiv yitzchayvay, meilitz kishaloi. That's why yitzchayv ba'ansem. So it's a whole different day. Nothing to do with the dine shmir of a shayal, but rather because of his the kviyas achay that happened over here that he got the chay back by getting the mashkan, and meilitz yitzchayv ba'ansem, and that would answer the kasha and the Ramban and Rashi.